Die a Little by Megan Abbott. Read by Ellen Archer. Copyright 2005 by Megan Abbott. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Megan Abbott and Simon & Schuster and was produced in the year 2005 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. Chapter 1. Later, the things I would think about. Things like this. My brother never wore hats. When we were young, he wouldn't wear one even to church, and my mother and then grandmother would force one on his head. As soon as he could, he would tug it off with soft, furtive little boy fingers. They made his head hot, he would say, and he'd palm the hat and run his fingers through his downy blonde hair, and that would be the end of the hat. When he began as a patrolman, he had to wear a cap on duty, but it seemed to him far less hot in California than in the South, and he bore up. After he became a junior investigator for the district attorney, he never wore a hat again. People often commented on it, but I was always glad. Seeing his bristly yellow hair, the same as when he was 10 years old, it was a reminder that he still belonged to our family, no matter where we'd move or what new people came into our lives. I used to cut my brother's hair in our kitchen every week. We would drink cola from the bottle and put on music and lay down newspapers, and I would walk around him in my apron and press my hand to his neck and forehead and trim away as he told me about work, about the cases, about the other junior investigators and their stories. About the power-mad DA and his shiny-faced toadies, about the brave cops and the crooked ones, about all the witnesses.